you need unique New York. You know you need unique New York. To pocket, 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 to Lily Lolly, Lily Lolly, Lily Lolly, Lily Lolly, Lily Lolly. Red letter, yellow letter. Red letter, yellow letter. Red letter, yellow letter. Red letter, yellow letter. Kinky cookie, kinky cookie, kinky cookie, kinky cookie. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. The big black bug bled black blood. The big black bug bled black blood. The big black bug bled black blood. Betty bit a bit of butter, but it was a bitter bite. But a bit of better butter Betty never bit. What to do to die today at a minute or two to two? A thing distinctly hard to say, but harder still to do. There'll be a tattoo at 20 to 2 with a rat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tattoo, and the dragon will come when he hears the drum at a minute or two to two today, at a minute or two to two today. Theophilus Thistle, the successful thistle sifter, in sifting a sieve full of unsifted thistles, thrust 3,000 thistles through the thick of thy thumb. Now if Theophilus Thistle, the successful thistle sifter, in sifting a sieve full of unsifted thistles, thrust not 3,000 thistles through the thick of thy thumb, see that thou, in sifting a sieve full of unsifted thistles, thrust 3,000 thistles through the thick of thy thumb, success to the successful thistle sifter. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode of Flesh Wound Farce, where we review and discuss your and our favorite comedy films. This is the world's first and only combination trivia host and professional wrestling announcer of Chilean descent that currently resides in Southern California, Ozzy V. And with me as always on this program, first in the Northern California Bay Area, world famous juggler, Greg Larson. How you doing, Greg?
I honestly don't know right now, Ozzy. How's it going over there?
Hey, I'm fine. That was Todd's idea. Todd was like, if you don't do your whole vocal warm-up thing before we start, I'm going to be pissed. I did it all. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what you hear every time before. What you just heard, it happens every time before I host trivia or any voiceover, anything. Taz Todd knows. Flesh Wound producer Todd, say hi.
That was a bad idea.
I said say hi, and you just...
I almost spit on my computer a bunch of beer. Thanks, God.
Now... I'm having as much fun as I had watching this movie that we're reviewing this week, Anchorman, this classic comedy. Man, I'm just going to have Todd, can you play the trailer and we'll just jump right into this?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Hot. How much time?
You're on.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down, down into my belly. That is good.
You're on the air.
How are you? You look awfully nice today. Maybe don't wear a bra next time. How much time till we're on?
We're on, Ron.
What?
We're on the air right now.
I'm ready. Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
It was the 1970s.
Looking good, San Diego.
In a simpler time.
Hey, Garth, how's the divorce?
Oh, not so good. I'll probably never see my kids.
Fantastic.
It took a simpler man.
Follow leads, confirm sources. Real journalism, my friend.
Great. Right on. Now, what's a lead?
To deliver the news.
I have some very urgent and important breaking news.
Cannonball!
Will Ferrell is Ron Burgundy.
Who's that handsome devil?
A Californian so popular.
You stay classy, San Diego.
Yay!
He could have been governor.
Hey, I like that fanny.
Oh, Mr. Burgundy.
Anchorman, the legend of Ron Burgundy.
Burgundy did it! Hi-ho! Oh! Ron Burgundy is down and it is bad!
Sorry, ribs. I had ribs for lunch. That's why I was doing that. No, really, I did. Todd, can you please show the proof? I'm not lying. See, that's me with a watching the YouTube version. That's me actually eating ribs. And you'll notice I'm wearing the same shirt because that happened earlier today. In fact, myself and Todd went to a restaurant called. Okay, Todd, you can take off the picture. We don't need to see me destroying a rack of ribs. Okay. Thank you, Todd. All right. Thank you. Okay. But as I was looking over the menu, I saw that they had ribs. And I was like, well, we're recording Anchorman tonight. My decision's made. Was I really in the mood for ribs? Meh. I'm not going to get ribs from Hop's Hut normally. But will I to be able to tell that joke? 100%.
And he ate them all.
Listen, I had one meal yesterday and I had one meal today. A full rack of ribs is fine. Thank you for pointing that out, Todd. I also noticed there are mixed vegetables on that plate.
Well-balanced meal.
Thank you. Never show that photo again, Todd.
No, you know it's on the board now.
Oh, gosh. Anyhow, ladies and gentlemen, this week we did review and we will be discussing the Will Ferrell comedy Anchorman, Legend of Ron Burgundy, released on July 9th, 2004, with a runtime of 1 hour and 34 minutes, rated PG-13. Also starring Christina Applegate as Veronica Corningstone, and rounding out the rest of the news team, Paul Rudd as Brian Fantana, Steve Carell as Brick Tamland, and David Koechner as Champ Kind. And I just got to mention Fred Willard as Ed Harkin, who had some of the best lines in this movie. But just some initial thoughts. So this came out as I was in the middle of going to broadcasting school. So what you heard in the beginning of me going off, it was very similar to the opening credits of the film. So when I saw it in the theater, I got an extra kick out of that in particular. But the reason you all, as we mentioned, saw that was Todd's idea. Once again, Todd's idea. So we have Summer Rental and me going over those tongue twisters was Todd's idea. That's two.
You're the one who said you were going to do the whole thing. I thought you were going to just do the beginning portion. You're like, oh, no, I told you the whole thing.
And you're like, yeah, do the whole thing. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Greg.
I didn't know you weren't going to do it funny. Well, maybe one day I'll. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay. Anyhow, on to these, as I mentioned with the initial thoughts, that this was coming out just as I was going to broadcasting, so I got an extra kick out of it. Greg, how about your initial thoughts?
You know, I remember watching this before, and I thought it was fun back in the day, but I wasn't, like, when we said we were going to do this, I wasn't like, yeah, Anchorman, here we go. But then in the opening credits, when he said, if you were a man, I'd punch you in the face. I was like, okay, I'm ready to go. Like, I think I need to give this another try. And man, I was so happy that we watched this. So this is a great movie.
Yeah. Todd, how about you? You probably hate it.
No, it's funny. There's that a bit of that story. 'Cause this came out like, this was after Elf, right?
I don't know when Elf came out.
I'm 99% sure, but there was that era of films that Will Ferrell did that I wasn't a fan of. And I was like, okay, it's another one of stupid movies.
I'm pretty sure this came out before Elf because this was the movie that made Will Ferrell into the marquee star. Old school is
Elf
what
was 2003.
See, wait, so, what? That doesn't fit.
It is. I'm looking at the year right now.
That doesn't fit. It doesn't. Time.
I feel
that
like I've been
fit
Mandela.
My narrative. No, listen,
it doesn't because I feel like I've been Mandela'd. It feels like because I only remember hearing it about that movie like years after. Like I remember hearing about it like around 07, 08. Like,
well, it started to blow up when they did like the TV airings all the time. But like that era of him, I like after that movie, I was like, I have no desire to see anything else he's done. It was so stupid. Which I don't hate the movie now, but it was just. Yeah, so I didn't see this until it came out on a DVD, but I did, and I was glad I did because I really, really enjoyed it.
This I felt, and I always feel this whenever I see Will Ferrell as Ron Burgundy now, is that it's so, like, he's got that character so down. Like, I'm not sure if you guys are familiar, there's a Ron Burgundy podcast. He has tons of episodes that are just out. And if you haven't had an opportunity to catch any of them, like, be careful if you're listening to them while driving. Because I listened to the one in specific, Peter Dinklage, where they were supposed to be covering poetry and the history of poetry, and Dinklage is trying to deliver these poems, and Ron's playing with a soundboard, and oh my god, like, I almost got into an accident. I was laughing so hard. But I appreciate this movie on another level because of how real the character is portrayed. Doesn't, like, I don't see Will Ferrell. I just see Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
So when it comes to these favorite lines, I'm excited to share this because I've never had this happen in a movie. But in a scene after Veronica reads Ron's news, and she says, you know, after she says, "You read my news," and she says, "I told you I wanted to be an anchor. I told you." And he yells, "I thought you were kidding. I thought it was a joke. I even wrote it down in my diary. Veronica told a very funny joke today. I laughed at it later that night." Now, here's the thing. So I always try to say that whenever I watch these for this show, or I watch these movies for this show, that I always try to imagine myself with that first person, you know, watching for the first time. And there was an experience that led me to see, whatever, I'll say it, men in management that had a particular mindset. And I didn't witness that until like 05, 06 for a few years. So when I, when I heard that, I immediately thought of these people. I was like, oh man, that was actually probably real in, you know, in the '70s or whatever. So very quickly, like rapid fire in my head, it was when he first says, you were kidding. I thought it was a joke. That's almost like, oh, that's cold and harsh. But then when he comes back with, I even wrote it down in my diary. Oh my God, that is unbelievably funny. And then he goes on to joke how he wrote it, made it even funnier. And I was already like laughing my ass off. But then when he added in, I laughed at it later that night. I am not kidding. I got a cramp right here. I got an abdominal cramp from laughing so hard. It was so painful. I am not kidding that I had to do a cobra stretch where you get on the floor, you push your palms to the ground, push your back like to stretch that area out because it was a bad cramp. This movie made me literally laugh so hard till it hurt.
That's a great movie tagline. This movie make you laugh so hard. You're going to have to do yoga.
But anyway, that was my favorite overall line scene, because obviously that leads into the hilarious fight scene that follows. One of the many fight scenes technically in the movie. Todd.
All right. Well, my line, shocker, it involves Sex Panther. It's the 60% of the time it works every time. Simple, but I fucking love that one. It just
doesn't make any sense. I'm gonna be honest, that smells like pure gasoline.
Oh, man. Then when he goes in the other room and
smells like a diaper with Indian food. Smells like a turd covered in burnt hair. It smells like Bigfoot's dick. Worse than the time a raccoon got in the copier.
What's great is that the motto of 60% of the time it works 100% of the time does prove to be true later in the movie.
Fair point. Okay, Greg. So,
all right.
I want to know what was the.
I'm going to actually do an anti-line. Because there's one line in the film that Brick says, "So Ron's not coming?" And the reason why I say that is because that's literally the only line in this film that Steve Carell says that's not fucking hilarious. Steve Carell, every time he opens his mouth, made me cry. He was so funny through this movie. And that is the only line that I did not laugh at.
Wow, that's a fair point. And What I enjoyed about seeing Steve Carell is you even saw some of his gags that he would do it when he was on The Daily Show. First, by seeing him, I mean, if you're familiar with the deleted scenes or extended scenes, you have an intro where you first see Brick Tamlin and he is putting mayonnaise into a toaster. Pushes it down and to smell the mayonnaise in the extended deleted scene. They just have the camera on him. He says what he says in the movie, but he just puts more mayonnaise in the toaster and then eventually like picks up a scoop of it and puts it in his mouth. And just stuff that gross stuff he used to do in the Daily Show. And just one other thing in one of the deleted scenes is him eating grounded up like coffee butts that were in a cigarette butts that were in a coffee grinder, like filter. And he was eating it like a taco.
Oh God.
And I think they couldn't use it because he kept breaking after each. It was in the bloopers that Ron would say something like, Brick, I'm worried for your health. You're going to get sick. And that was actually in one of the featurettes. It shows Steve Carell's audition tape. And that was the scene that ended up not making it in the final cut of the movie. But that particular scene and seeing him laugh, because he has such a great, that kind of just, I don't know how to describe it. If you've seen it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But you're right. Absolutely. And I just want to give an honorable mention to some of these lines that Fred Willard, as Ed Harkin, had said. The line that got me really good up until Ron had said the diary line was, I'm sure he's just going through a phase right now. No, I have no idea where he got a hold of German pornography. We both seen our share of pornographic materials. Oh, you never have. Oh, of course you haven't. Neither have I. I was just speaking in generalities. Right. I'll stop by the school later, Sister Margaret. because you got to fill in the blanks. And when you fill in the blanks, whenever there's like a swerve, it just hits. There's an extra effort in it. And also later on when he says, oh, I could come back later. No, it's my son's just found. Is on something called acid and he's firing a bow and arrow into a crowd and he just goes in. I don't know if these lines were actually written in, but if he improvised them. I wouldn't be surprised if it was the latter because these are absolutely so brilliant. And lastly, one that really got me was the, I have a situation, I'm walking off. And this, I think was more in the, this particular line was in the unrated version, because this is the part in the film, if you've only seen the R-rated version, where Ron is asking out Veronica on the work date and she has to tell him that he has a massive erection, and in the rating he just walks off, I think, after saying don't act like you're not impressed. But then the unrated version, it's extended where he walks in the background, I got a situation, I'm walking off, just so stupid, but so fantastic.
That whole scene is an extended version. Erection scene is an extended.
I thought her saying, Mr. Bergen, do you have a massive erection? I thought that was in the rated scene or the rated movie.
Joke about how boner is an extension.
Oh, right. And it went
first.
My bad. That's on me.
That later.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's okay. It was a male plane because of the little balls.
That's right. That's right.
So, I cannot give this movie less than a 5. So it's a 5 for me, 100%.
Yeah, same thing. 100%, 5 all the way. And when just of my favorite Brick moments, when he does the pants party thing. Like that's funny alone, but then when he runs off and you just hear that random crash, like that was icing on the cake, man. But yes, 5 hands down for this movie.
Uh-oh, my turn.
Oh my God.
Well, I don't know if I liked it as much as you guys, but I still give it a 5.
Okay. You're going to be a major asshole in a second.
Well, you didn't mention there was so much footage. There's a second movie they made out of it.
There is. There was so much footage. It was referred to specifically as Ron Burgundy, The Legend Continues.
Where... Wake up, Ron Burgundy. The Legend Continues is the sequel. The actual sequel.
The actual sequel. Wake up, Ron Burgundy is using cut footage. But I wouldn't recommend... I mean... It's not really worth a watch because I think after watching it, I was like,
it's a good curiosity piece if you want to see the changes a test audience can make. Because the whole alarm clock subplot was good. There was some funny bits in it that we don't get to see, but yeah, I think the call to switch up the film was great because it wouldn't have been a 5 if they would have kept that subplot. I don't think.
Right. Now. On the specific DVD, it's the standard unrated DVD that's out there. I got to be honest, and Blu-ray, I did not check out the commentary. It's my, you know, 3+ rule. Whenever commentary gets over 3 people, I can't hang. And this one had specifically, I wrote this, it had 8 people total, which was a bit much for me, including Kyle Gass, who I don't really recall in the movie. So wasn't a huge fan of watching that commentary or watching the movie with the commentary, but rather some extra features such as a conversation with Ron Burgundy. And this had me laughing fairly hard to the point where I was seeing stars or spots, right? Because it felt like he was doing pure improv and just running with whatever was coming natural at the time. And he was holding himself back. I'm laughing when he was talking about how he had been fined multiple times because he hasn't controlled the mule population on his ranch. And him just trying, I've been fined multiple times, and he's doing such a good job of holding it. But something that sent me over the moon, like to that point of where I was hurting and I was seeing spots, is when the interviewer tells him, okay, so I'd like to open the floor for questioning if that's all right with you. Yeah, that's fine. And the camera's just on him. He looks at the crowd, and then the face goes from confidence to terrified. And it was so great to see that because you didn't have to say anything. It was there. And then when somebody asked him, they only asked him one question. They asked, are you still involved in charity? And while that might sound like a plant question, the answers at least seemed improvised. And because he was the way he was answering it. Yeah, so, the first one is Dolphins for Kids. Because dolphins make kids smile. He's trying to hold it all in, right? But then the one that he came back with, the second one, that was pretty gold. The second is Candy Canes for the World, where we try to educate other countries that don't celebrate Christmas to celebrate Christmas, or something that degree. But also to the point about these podcasts, he is so zeroed into that character, Will Ferrell is, into Ron Burgundy, that I can pop on these podcasts anytime. I will say it's dangerous because it's like Candy, where you can listen to a bunch of these episodes at, in binge watch, but then you'll need a break because just when you have sweets, a ton of sweets, you'll feel sick. It feels like the same kind of way with that podcast. Too much Ron Burgundy will make you sick. So moderation. FY.
Try to, I'm curious to check it out. No.
Recommend doing one at a time.
All right.
No matter how tempting it is, do one at a time. And you'll enjoy it.
Not two at a time.
One at a time.
Ozzy, you were mentioning Kyle Gass being in the commentary. Do you think maybe there wasn't a character he portrayed, but he was just a tribute?
Oh God.
Yeah, it's two. Yeah.
Oh, that was rough.
You're welcome.
I apologize for that, ladies and gentlemen. I think that might have to serve as Greg's one. All right, guys. Anything else you'd like to say about this movie before we head out for the evening?
No, great film, fun, good time.
Baxter is the star of this film outside of Brick. but yeah, this is a great, great film. So glad we ended up going back and watching it.
Yes. If you haven't seen this movie, drop everything and watch it as soon as you can.
And for the record, Ozzy,
your pants.
Ozzy is a smelly pirate hooker.
Yeah, I'm just glad that's the insult you chose to tell me.
Well, now I got to know off air what the other one was.
Fair enough. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is world famous juggler Greg Larson and Flesh Wound producer Todd. And I'm Ozzy V, and we'll see you next week. Right? Why do you got to show the picture? Why do you got to show the picture? It was just a joke for that one time. You got to show me destroying a rack of ribs. How dare you? I'm Ozzy V. We'll see you next week. Oh, I didn't even announce what movie we were going to watch.
Are you going to?
I am. I was waiting for that pause, but you stole my thunder. Much like you stole my, what's the word I'm looking for? That doesn't help. That doesn't help. Anyway, we'll be watching Wayne's World next week. That's right. That same Wayne's World with Mike Myers and Dana Carvey. Looking forward to discussing that with you guys. And until then, we'll see you then. Have a good night.